his mom?
Well, that's
He wasn't his first name, he did.
Never told his kids the parent is suspect.
Wouldn't suck about it.
Really?
That's a weird painful thing.
Never told his kids. Kids were not. I raised on my father. This is true. He said, he never told us
anything. So my grandpa told us, didn't talk about
it. Didn't talk about it, but later on, the younger generation.
Too painful, too painful.
My grandfather did. He had an interview with myself at the university.
But later on, not the first 50 years.
Welcome.
He's lived there 5 years.
Morning.
He talked to us.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, that's when the interview. No, this was much earlier. Steven Spielberg.
Ooh, the son of his brother.
Yes.
15 degrees outside of
town. Thank you for bringing the weather here. You brought the cold front.
Little did he know. We need to get you a little pelt, you know. Tsunami. That's by you? Tsunami's by you?
I think your father told me about it last time. I didn't even know about
it. Where did you read it? I don't know what it was. It affected the sesame seeds that make these crackers. That's how he knew about it.
Surely, he's talking with the wrong guy. Till you lose weight, hey, you know.
Just better than he ever looked.
Who, Surely? Oh, I thought Surely. Surely looks pretty good. It's rounded. It's well rounded now, finally.
Which part? You see what you're saying?
You have the joke? Yeah. Anyway. Today's shir.
Does it make sense? If it makes sense,
then yeah, I made a mistake. It's not Mr. Langston's yahrzeit. Anyway, today's shir. You know what's crazy? The day of my grandfather's yahrzeit. You know who other's yahrzeit is? The shiurim shiurim son of Malacha. Of all days, unbelievable. Kiss him, Hashem. Falls on Zeb and Rachel.
You missed it though.
No, it's Shkach Brothers on my grandfather's yahrzeit.
What's the opposite? So now you have a way of forgetting it.
Rafal Zalm, Zeb, and Rachel.
What's the opposite? Where's your preference? Help yours.
What does it have to... You have to run out in middle of shul.
You ready?
Thing like happened yesterday.
Are you ready?
Uh-oh. That's it. He turns away.
That's it.
Please don't make us lose another member.
It could happen. It could happen again.
With Chapley, got to talk shop, you know. Falls on Zeb and Rachel. Omer Mikasim and Orn Estelil Nishmas. He was Nifter, our captive, who we always say, hope he got out. He's the one that they found. He was Nifter. No, they know that he was dead, that he was killed. By the way, they live in New Jersey, in Fairlawn.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. Surely. You got. Who? Where is that?
It's New Jersey.
Ten flies in New Jersey. I don't think so. If I was in Long Island, that day you saw was in Long Island, I'm pretty sure I live in Tenafly.
Could be. Still could be.
Yeah, I don't know. Long Island could be, it's like a...
Where the school is. That's where it's whatever.
No, that's where... I don't know. All right. Macho. Today's shir is sponsored, unfortunately, in Brandel Miriam Azrael Sar. She's having surgery. Agana Chabura's mother is having surgery this morning, 7:30, a very big surgery. She'll have her Fush Lema. Esli B'Shai Yafa, and what's the other name?
Yaakov Yeshua Ben Chana.
Sure, they write it down. Yaakov Ben Chana. She'll have her Fush Lema.
Every day it's not supposed to be around tomorrow, so it doesn't point, no point writing it down.
Huh? Oh, you mean she'll have her Fush Lema?
Yeah.
I'm not such a mime, but I should be. Anyway, you buy the paper Kinnises? Don't tell me you read those. You can't even see it.
The ones that Hashem Hashem, you gotta keep turning the page.
Back forth. The old sitter. Mincha and Maariv are together, so you're not sure if you're down with Maariv, you're down with Mincha. You read the top, you read the bottom. Until I was 21, seriously, I had no idea what Mincha Maariv was. My father said, you go back over here, you daven over here, Shachris, So it's a say. I'm saying a Maravai Rovim, and then a Maravai Rovim, and they're davening. No, it's been Mincha now. I am supposed to know what's Mincha Meir. How am I supposed to know?
That's the classic Matayit.
Those Sidurim.
They made a line. Don't go underneath.
There was no English didn't exist. Do you know that art school makes the regular sitter? They make with English instructions.
Yeah,
we don't have one in the show.
No, that's the Sephardi one.
We don't have one with English in the whole. I never saw it in Lakewood.
Of course we don't. We haven't bought Sturm since they started.
Where did you see it?
All over the place.
I never saw it. Not this show's not have one.
We didn't buy. We haven't bought Sederm.
And the reason for it in this.
Chestnut is a Mount North. Which one?
No, I think these are the standard ones.
Alvarado has it? I never saw.
It's the Zecher Nishma some lady.
In Tampa, I went to Chofetz Chaim, opened the sitter. I'm like, what's going on? They made a special sitter for Chofetz Chaim? Like, yeah, as an English tradition, I asked the guy next. I never saw the sitter. The guy's like, where were you born? Are you nuts?
What do you have for the English? Art school has.
No, it's not the English.
It's the regular Hebrew.
I know, but it said we have it only in Hebrew in Lakewood.
They're in Lakewood, and they only buy the Hebrew.
I understand. So Lakewood's the only place that buys the Hebrew, probably. What do they make? Only 400 Hebrews?
The Sephardi one, it's a Sephardi sitter, but it has
none of them. No, the regular...
I know, this is the Sephardi
I understand, because the Sephardim didn't come around yet. But we're talking about the regular, normal sitter. The
Sephardim have a hard time with Hebrews, so that's not a riot. Right.
Yeah, your friend, they're no socks, you know what I mean? Let's go. Gufa. You ready?
Would you really like some?
We have a long blot. Who?
Would you really like some?
Like some what?
Of those Sederm?
I think we should put him in. A guy doesn't understand Hebrew. He has no idea. Same thing like my childhood.
There's nothing to understand.
Those kids never knew.
There's nothing to understand. You just follow Bumi and that's it.
Because we follow what that sinner says, right?
The guy downs a little later. He doesn't know. Gufa.
They shouldn't daven later.
What you really do is like the Chabad houses where you announce the page.
100%? 100%.
Speaking about that,
Kuf Savach Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Gufa. Are you here for the Siyum for Babasra? You in and out? You're not staying for Hanukkah?
I'll be here.
You don't really have to come. As long as you send a Zell, it's good. You know, I say, we want you to come. I'm saying, of course. I'm just saying, today's day and age, you can really stay in LA. You know,
it's not your presence. It's not your presence. It's your presence.
It's called a It's less than 2 weeks. Yeah, I don't know. According to him, probably 15 days. According to regular people, it's I don't know, 10, 11 days or something. You know,
13. Less than 2 weeks.
15.
He counts
like New Year's and
12.
Days.
He counts only days that count. It's like business days. It's not a business day, it's not
21
a day.
21 days in a month. 13 days, because we're not
going to
see
my time. Okay, Gufa. No, only if it's a short day, because the winter days, those days are called only half days. You know, like that. Anyway, Gufa, Amarav. You ready? Let's start over. It's a big blot today, so we got to move it. Amarav, Shtar Habo, Huv, Eidov, Alamachak. You ready?
Yep.
Amarav, Shtar Habo, Huv, Eidov, Alamachak. You have a shtar, a document, a loan document that says that the shtar is written and the edim are written ala mechak, which means it was an erased piece of parchment. You have a piece of cloth that was erased, it was written on something, and then you erased it. And notice that when you erase parchment, the way you get the ink off is that part of the parchment comes off. It's like a rubs out the parchment. So it's kosher. That's kosher. If it's all even Steven, it's kosher. Vim Taimar Moichik v'choizer Moichik. Why are you now worried that the guy can revive the shtar because he could re-erase? So Gemara says, it's not similar. Something that's erased once or erased twice, you could tell the difference. But the second. I'm to my phone. Sorry, I know I took a picture of something that we're going to need. So, Eina Daima Nimchek Pam Achaz and Nimchek Shtei Pamim. Because you could tell the difference in the parchment, it's worn out more. Velechosh Dilma Shadi Di Yusa Amokim Edim. So, Fretti Gemara, why would not Choshish that you put ink on the place where the Edim are? Mi Karo. umachigle, and then you erase it. The chiyadam machigle lahai havale idi v'idi nimchak shtei pamim. Why not choshish that you're gonna put ink with the edamar?
Only with
edamar. Mm-hmm. Erase it. Right, sign the edam, and now you have
the whole thing is double erased.
And now the whole thing is double erased.
And then it's a brand new start.
No, it's not double erased. Not double erased. No.
No, he's doing two separate erasings. First, he's doing the signatures, where the signatures are, and then once they sign over the erased part, he's gonna erase the other writing.
No, the star is only one time. Star is only nimcha one time. No, the edim are twice. No. Edim are twice. Yeah, the edim are twice, and the star is gonna be one time. The chiyadam machle lahai havli idvi the nimcha shtei pamim.
Everything gets erased twice.
Sign on the twice erased.
Well, what's the point?
Because then it's a good ziyuf, because you're saying that you could tell the difference between one erase and two erase. This guy is causing it that you're going to be erased both.
So the whole star looks the same.
Right. So the whole star looks the same. So now you could be mezayif.
The point of being able to tell is because some parts going to look double erased.
Right.
And one part's
now this guy's pulling a shtick. He's doing it in a way that he could end up he could forge a star because the whole paper looks the same now. Both are going to end up looking erased twice.
That's good.
What are you? And you can't forge.
Right.
You could forge.
How?
Because you won't be able to tell that he forged a star.
But then the whole thing is a brand new star. Because you erased the top and you erased the Adam.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't. Star.
Yeah. He erased it.
That's what he did.
He erased the Adam. He has to re-sign the Adam, right?
Right. He erased the top and he erased the Adam, and now he redid both.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. What do you mean by just by the on top of the signatures erasing first?
That is a double erase. Because we said we're just coming off that a single erase and a double erase, you could tell the difference. So Mel, you don't have to worry about Ziyaf. Mar said you do have to worry about Ziyaf because you could
you
make
can only
it
tell the difference when they're in contrast to each other.
Right.
When they're on the same paper.
That's yeah. Well, we're talking about the same paper.
So the first case we just
I'm saying but if you did the whole thing double erase, then you wouldn't be able to tell that it's double because the whole star looks the same.
Right. So then you can be mezayif.
How?
Or you can just take a brand new paper and fill the star.
Because it's a brand new star.
You're a brand new star, so now you're being mezayif the whole thing.
How are you being mezayif?
I don't know.
Why are you busy erasing?
What do you mean?
It's my question.
Who's resigning?
The Adam.
No,
you first wrote something with the Adam sign.
Erased that.
Erased it.
Okay.
Double erased.
Right.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Then the Adam signed, and then you erase that, and then you resign the Adam.
What's the difference?
In essence, you have a brand new star because you erase the top and you erase the bottom
twice.
No.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
You rewrote the entire star, so it's a brand new star. What's the zeal?
Because you rewrote it after they signed the second on the second.
No.
You read the
no. Yeah. No. You got. Because this is very simple. You wrote on the whole. You took a piece of parchment. You colored the whole parchment. Whatever you wrote on it, you erased it.
That's number one.
That's number one. Then you took a star. You wrote a whole star on there. You wrote a whole star.
Whole IOU.
Whole whatever thing.
Erased it.
Erased it. And now you rewrote. Now you wrote the whole star.
And signed.
So why is that a zeal? I redid the star and I redid the Adam.
It's a double erase.
No, because you didn't redo the star.
What do you do?
The star is only one time, Mechik. But the Adam is twice.
The concern is that the signature portion is going to be a step ahead.
But we could tell.
Exactly. No. Not when they sign it. Adam are not going to be aware of it. They're going to sign it.
But when it comes into Bezdin, we can tell that it was double erased.
But who cares?
By the time it comes into Bezdin.
So it's a good kasha. What is this? It's a good kasha.
No, by the time it comes into Bezdin, it's going to be twice.
No. This is a very kasha. Tyson is the kasha. That's why I want. That's what took my phone out. What is this? It's a good kasha. Gemara is coming. The Gemara is saying that you're going to have a. You're saying you can't. You could tell the difference between. We just said that you could tell the difference between two erases and one erase.
First case is he didn't write it. He didn't sign it.
Right.
He just erased the top. I said, no, you're going to know the difference between two.
Now we're saying. No, the first one, the first Gemara says, Ein Daim Nimchik Pam Ach Nimchik Shtei Pamim.
Because he didn't touch the signature.
No, one time and two times is different. That's the first part of the Gemara.
Right.
Now the Gemara is saying. The first part, the first Gemara is where he wrote, where there's one erased and two erases. The Gemara says you could tell the difference. So you don't have to worry about it. You can tell the difference. Okay. Now the Gemara is asking that the Edim...
Then he wrote the Shtar. The
Chashash is that some ink spilled or something, then he erased, they double erased the Edim. So now that it's double erased, you can go ahead.
Shot.
You can go ahead.
He has a free erase
right.
on the top.
Right. He's a free trial. He's a free
Yeah, but it's still only one erase on top.
But then, then he's going to go back and do it a second time. So now that, the whole star looks double.
Yeah, it's a weird.
The girls are saying it's going to look different.
No, now they're the top and the bottom are supposed to look different. But now you're going to go and erase.
No,
the top.
But it's clearly
the whole star looks the same.
Paper's
running
as good as the guy behind it.
Right. Here's a one-time free trial.
Right.
No, but the Mechassim is the Edim is Nipuk twice.
Right.
No?
That was first.
Right. He pre-erased.
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. The Edim had to do it on the second erasure.
But you can't tell the difference between one erase and two erases?
That you could. So the Shtar is puzzled. But now what are you going to do? Now you're going to erase the top, rewrite that he owes you $1 million, and now the whole Shtar is double erased.
My only question is why the Edim.
Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara online.
You have enough to use it.
No, that's the one
I
said.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Tosis is a kash over here. Tosis says that even though the makom of the Edim are erased twice and the makom shah is only erased once.
Erased on credit.
So they still won't notice.
They erase it again. That's the problem. The difference between a one erase and two erase is not that big.
It's so complicated.
It's not like it's not the way you're saying it.
It sounds like you learned a bunch of different stuff that are making this more complicated.
Yeah, how did they learn it last night?
That's a good question.
We were arguing, getting into the sound.
It's hard to understand that through the chewing.
They were choking.
It's not like that. It's not. You're wrong. It's not. You're not learning it the right way.
Okay, fine. But to me, it makes sense. Way. So to me, it makes sense.
Clear it sound like that. The bottom was erased twice, the top was erased once, and the Edim signed.
Edim signed on the second,
on the bottom.
On the second erasure.
Right. And now he writes,
they will rewrite the star again.
Star again, right.
Yeah,
and
so one erased on
credit. Both erased twice.
Yeah, no, it's not the case. That's not the case. You learned it wrong.
Okay.
That's not the case in the Gemara. Look at the Rashbam. Venechim was shadi bal shtar the use of a klaf makom chasimus eidim, only in the place of chasimus eidim. Kadem shchasmu. So over there they write where the eidim are signed, umachai. Then you erase it. Now you go and you take a shtar.
How many times is it erased by the eidim?
Once.
But the rest of the shtar is never erased.
Right.
Because of a kala klaf, then you take the whole klaf. You write umachai kuloi. Now you erase the whole shtar, but the part of the Edom was already erased once, and now the part of the Edom is erased twice.
The rest of the shtar
is once, and now you go ahead with chasm Edom a klash nimchak shtei pa'amim v'ashtar nichtav al mechik pa'am achas. So it's only one time mechik.
Right.
The top
is only one time, and that's the Gemara
now
asking.
Now you're going to be able to tell the difference. We're choshish that you're going to erase the top.
No, that's the Gemara's kasha right now. This is the Gemara's kasha.
The other mechik.
What's the kasha then? That's not a kasha.
He's being made the tap now. Let's say like zero. How they first day upon him, the whole thing be two times now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but the Edim could tell. But the Edim could tell.
That's the Teretz. As you say, so
the Edim are here. The Edim and I erased again.
The
Edim could tell between 2 and 1, so we just finished saying.
That's the Gemara's Teretz.
The Edim could tell between 2 and 1. Bezdin? Who's Bezdin? What are you talking about Bezdin? We just finished saying that.
You come to collect the
Shtar,
not when
the Edim. What are you talking about? Edim signed a Shtar that was Nimchak one time, and over here is Nimchak Shtay Pamim.
So we're going to collect the Shtar. What is going to say? The
Yeah. What are you talking? Bezdin signed on a shtar that was Nilka.
The Edom are in cahoots with this guy Dudasiev, right?
Hello. You're jumping.
They're not paying attention.
No.
That's the Gemara's card, as you said.
That's the Kasha who's showing him ask on this Gemara.
No.
That doesn't make sense because the Edom signed. The Edom signed. When did they don't chop?
The Edom are in cahoots.
The Gemara. So you're. No, the Gemara doesn't say. He wants that. And Dami Nilka Pama, let me stay upon him. Automatically, Adam signed on a star that was erased. This erased once, this erased twice. They know right away something's wrong with something's the star is something's up with the star. Right away, they know. There's a difference.
That's the Gemara's third. I'm a rabbi, because I'm a rabbi, and
I'm what's the Adam Chab? Washington Adam Chab.
They're not as
That's what Tosis Kash is. This is Tosis Kash's Gemara. This is Gemara. We just finished saying there's a difference between once and twice. When Adam signed, they know. So what's going on in the Gemara? So Tosis says that the pshat is not that it's. They only know if it's on if there's regular parchment there. If there's no regular parchment, they can't tell the difference. And that's what you were saying before.
Now I'm mixed up.
There's only 13 days left.
I want to miss my bag either.
Minchas at 1:45.
Where?
He says if the whole star is machuk, that's what Tosis over here says. If the whole star is machuk, then you can't tell the difference between once and twice. It's only nobody. I don't know anybody could.
Messed up star.
What's the what?
Once the ink dries, then you can tell the difference. Before the ink dries, you can't tell the difference. Okay. So when the Edom are signing, they don't know the difference.
You have the same thing on the phone?
That's not what Tosis says. That's not what Tosis says.
What?
First round
Tosis.
First round Tosis says that? Okay, the second one is not. The second one says that it has to be a blank parchment. Okay, whatever. Okay, we'll go a little bit there. The point is, Dumar is asking that Al-Khur, you'll have a problem with Ziyaf. You still have a problem with Ziyaf. No, Edom don't do this. They don't sign. This is what Yisrael was saying. They don't sign unless it was nichur b'fneihem. So you mainly won't have this issue. So meisvei hu al anaya ve'edav al mechek ve'edav al mechek. So he's signing on a paper, and the edim is signing the shtar is written on parchment, and the signatures are on erased parchment. So the halacha is kosher. V'nechashim mechek le. Why when achosh is going to erase the shtar, right? Because of my deboyer, v'avlei huve edim al mechik, and that's not good. So most of the kosvi hachi, because the edim write something when they sign on a piece of paper that is erased. When they sign on a piece of paper that's erased, and the shtar is not erased, they write like this: hachi anachasai chesarim amachko v'shtora kosam al yara. They write because you could feel the difference when you sign. So you're right, you could see the difference when it's parchment and erased. You could see the difference in the parchment. So they write, we signed on erased parchment, and the shtar is written on regular. Now, if something changes, when you go to collect the money and you see it changed, then you know there's a problem. So, hey, the Kasvi Heche, where are they writing this?
Sort of next to the previous case, right?
Well, it's a good Kasvi.
One is two versus one is one. That's not enough. They're saying. Saying erased versus not erased.
Oh, over there, because we said
probably more of a nicker.
No. What? So Gemara says. So 1 second. So Gemara says the kosvi dechi anachnas the kosvi hech. Where they're writing this? Imil tachas. If it's under their signature, so guys, like all you have to do is cut off that line. Then you don't have this. Then you don't have any. You don't have any indication. Eloi. So machle they get erased these words. The cast remains side to side. They write between the edim. So Yehochi, and I guess that's you can't, if you erase that, it's going to be a weird situation. So Gemara says Yehochi ema seifa hu al amechek ve'edav al anayir. If the star is erased and the edim on parchment, puzzle. Am I puzzle? How can I minichtu v'hochi anachna sadach sam al anayir v'star amechka? Why can't you just write that? So Gemara says my amrit. What are you worried about over here? Meichik, choyzer meichik. Ha'amrit ein doy minichik ha'amachzim v'shteipam. We said it's you could tell the difference. So you don't have to worry about that. So Gemara says, "Hanemilechik dechasim misadei amachko." A new thing. The Edom, if they're not signed on the they only know Mechik if they sign on it. Because when you sign on Mechik, it's rough. That's the way it is, because when you erase the parchment, it gets like a roughness. So when you sign, you feel in the kumus that it's rough. But if you don't do that, then you don't know. They don't know. So then do a comparison. Let Bezdin bring a piece of parchment, erase, see how the ksav is, and then you could match it up to that. You'll know if it was erased or wasn't erased. So what says that doesn't work? Every parchment is different. Why don't you take these chasimas edim in Bezdin, erase it, and then be medama how there means, the Gemara is saying now that the sign over here looks different than what you write in Bezdin. So then take their signature and see how it comes out. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't work either. The time is different. The time's not going to match up. So leave it around. Let's say it's 21 days. Do 21 days, and then you'll be able to figure it out. Like, take a good look now, and then leave 21 days, and you'll try to figure it out. That you can't do. You're going to leave it around. It's a problem. And they're going to make a mistake. They're not going to know exactly. They don't know exactly how to leave it, how much leave it, how long to leave it, and that's a problem. Not going to age it properly. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Mekusher. We said a Mekusher that you wrote that you signed in the back, but you didn't tie it up. It's kosher because you can make it into a pashat. You can make it into a regular star. So for the Gemara, Heishiv Rabbi Al Diver Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi argued. He says that's not good. How could you say that a mekusher is good for a pashut? It's two different zmanim in them. Because pashut, malach shana, money lashana. Trump comes in on the 20th, so let's say January. So with if you have radishtar, you write first year of Trump's presidency. Money lashana, shtayim, money lashtayim, second year is two. Mekusher, when you write it, get mekusher. So Malach Shana, by the January 20th, that month, if you're writing putting the name of the king, you put 2 years, Mani L'Shtayim. Shtayim, if it's already second year, Mani L'Gimel. It's a special halacha. So you switch the dates. And what's the problem with that? Zimnin, the Yazimine, Zuzi, B'Mekusher. What happens is, you're going to borrow money from a guy, B'Mekusher. Now B'Mekusher, the halacha is, if it's a tied up star, you write, it's the first year, so January 20th, 2025, the second year of Trump. But it's really the first year of Trump. But a Mekusher, that's what you do. So if it's a Mekusher shtar, a tied-up shtar, you know when you open up the shtar to look at it, that second year Trump really means the first year Trump, and everything's great. But since it's a Mekusher, you didn't make Mekusher, so now you're using this Mekusher shtar as a regular shtar. So what happens? It's a regular shtar pashut. You don't see any Mekusher. And it says second year Trump. So what's going to happen? So what's going to happen is Gemara goes. So 1 second, Gemara is going to say, the husband named Zuzi Mekusher. You borrow money, Mekusher. Zuzi Beni Beni. So I borrow money, let's say January 20th, 2025. You have to pay back January 1st, 2025. It's the second year Trump because Mekusher says second year Trump. You go ahead. You borrow $100,000. You pay back a half year later. No problem. So the guy, when you pay back money, you never pay back without the guy giving you back the shtar. No, giving you back the shtar, and then you rip it up because otherwise he'll go collect from you. You never paid back. I lost the shtar. So what happened was, if you pay me back, I write you a receipt. Now, it comes the second year, it says the loan is due on, August 1st. So it comes August 1st, I come to you, I say, listen, Charlie, you got to pay me. So you say, what are you talking about? I paid you. You say, no, that was the first loan. Now you borrowed a second loan because it says the second year Trump. You didn't borrow. That was the first. Okay, so I guess it has to be after the first year Trump. So that was the first year Trump when you borrowed. Now it's the second year Trump. It's a total different loan. So maybe it's going to come out a major problem.
You found the star now.
Yeah, I found the star in the second year. No, it's a new star. That star I lost. It's a new star.
What's the
a new loan. The receipt was for the first one.
On the payment?
On the payment for the first loan.
So why do I have a second star if I never borrowed?
You did. You borrowed again and you wrote another star with the second year of Trump. Now you're saying, what are you talking about, Libby? That was a Mekusha star that you turned into a Pashut. So Millet says the second year, but really the first year, it's really the first star that you said you lost. But you can't prove that. So now it's a Zif that's going to come out that the guy gets for the same loan he gets twice. Big problem. So how could you say that a star Mekusha that you ended up not tying up and you make it into a regular star Pashut is kosher? It should not be kosher. That's what Rebbe's tying it was to Rebbe Chanina and Bring Gamaliel. So Gemara says, Kasavar, he holds ain't kosher and shoiver. It's my big machloi because he write a shoiver or not. Because what happens is, if Charlie comes to me and says, listen, I want to pay you back the money that I owe you, give me back the star. I say, I don't have the star. So he says, okay, then write me a shoiver. Now, shoiver, Charlie has to hold on to the shoiver. Because if I hid the star in my house,
always pick it up.
If I hid the star in my house, I come to Besdin in 3 months from now, I know that Charlie's a loose guy with his papers. So he threw it in the garbage. As soon as he left the shul, he threw it in the garbage. He said, I forget it done. Now, 3 months, I go to Bez and say, hey, Charlie owes money. Charlie's like, what are you talking about? You gave me a receipt. Okay, pull the receipt. You don't have a receipt. I know you just ripped it up. So now I'll collect twice. So you have to hold on to your receipt. It's a pain in the neck. So there are places that you don't. So Chaming Gamil holds, you don't write a shaver. That's not a, it's not an acceptable thing to do. So Gemara says, me buck you, Rebbe McCook. You have to rip up the star. You only pay back if you rip up the star.
Said he didn't have it.
If you didn't have it, then you're not getting paid back.
Pay back.
Then you don't have a ride that I owe you money then.
Exactly. But you're not getting paid for it.
But right.
I know I owe you money.
Okay, I'll pay. I have the money sitting.
Not arguing.
Well, okay, I have the money sitting, but I'm not paying you back till you give me the star.
Put it in escrow.
You have to hold on to your star. Not you, me. That's what he holds. Pum fuck it, the opposite way. Yeah. So Gemara says, when me Bucky Rebbe Mekusha, Rebbe's like this big Bucky Mekusha over here that he's arguing with Rebbe Chanina. Vahu Mekusha, does come into Rebbe. Vahu Rebbe, Shtam Ocher is there. It's Shtam Ocher. It says, second year Trump. That's the minig by Mekusha. That's what you do. So you see, he doesn't even know this halacha. So you're saying Rebbe gave a whole reason why Chanin Gamil he can't use a Shtar Mekusha as a partial because it's going to come out a problem. He doesn't even know that the halacha by a Mekusha you write the second year Trump. And you tell me that he holds as a problem? So Gemara says, no. Bas the Sham Mezoin and Savra, after he heard these halachas, that's when he came up with this. With this shenanigans, with this thing. Haushtara, that the guy's gonna do. Haushtara, the Avakos, baby, Shnas, Pliny, Arkon. Arkon. I'm Rokhan, Yivduk, Amosai, Ahmad, Arkon, Arkon, I said. You find out when Arkon stood, it was in the kingdom. But then with the Arkon, Machus, maybe means that he had a very long, Langa Malchus, like Netanyahu, he was there for, I don't know, 25 years. How long was he there? I'm Oshia, Kachman, Shalumazu. Shana, Rishana, currently Arkon. Shnia, currently Digun. Digun is three. Two, V'dilma Avuri Avru, V'hadoik Mu. Maybe it's like Trump. He was there in 2016. Then he left 2020. And now he's come back, 2024. Amar Yamre, Ha'u Arkon Digun Karle. Then you would call Trump Digun. Arkon Digun. Same thing. Tanar Banan, Arani Nozer. The guy says Arani Nozer Hina. Sukhmas Amar Hina Achas. Hina means one. So that's 30 days. Digun, we say Digun, is Shtayim. That's 60 days. Trigun is Gimel. That's 90 days. Tatrigun is Arba. That's 120 days. And Pentagon is Chamesh. That's 150 days. And the Chiddush over here is Machlokes is showing what the Chiddush is. The Ramban learns the Chiddush is that these are Lashonis of Nazirus. And even if you don't know, Clara, what you're saying, it goes back to that first Tosfos and Nazir of you say those Paziach, what's called, what was the what is it? Not Yadis, the other one is Yadis and Kinui. Kinuyim of Naziris. What the Kinuyim of Naziris are better than Lashon Kodesh, according to Rishon Rishonim. So this is what the Machlokes Rishonim we had to learn in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, base Ogle, a roundhouse. Digun is, where's that paper? There was a paper here. Digun means it's, here, you got it, Digun. You got the demon. Here we got it. Here we go. Ogle, round. Digun is this guy, some kind of, I don't know,
leaf?
Yeah. Trigun is this guy, rounded, one end. Trigun and Pentagon, Enim Atam Negoim. Tatrigun Atam Negoim. Tatrigun is a square. Atam Negoim. Why? So Gemara says, Menon Amili, Tanarama, Lamai Lomir Kir Kirois, Shtaim, Lamata Mekir Kir Shtaim, Arikan Arab. It says in the Posik says, doesn't say Kir, Veros Nega Bekiris Abayas. And then it's over here, Kiris, it's two, two, that means four, you gotta have four corners. So a house like Moshe's house has got five corners and won't work, right? It's Pentagon. One, two, three, four, five corners, yeah.
Take your driveway. What room are you counting exactly?
Ha'u b'kusher. The Oscar made the Rebbe. Chapel's house, get a nega. It's exactly four corners. It's a box. Ha'u b'kusher. Okay, pay attention. It's a very important Gemara over here. There's a get Mekusher that came to Rebbe. Now, you know that Rebbe doesn't hold the Mekusher. That's what we said before. Rebbe said to Rebbe Chanina Gamliel that a get Mekusher is a problem. That's coming to Rebbe. But I'm Rebbe, ain't Zman Bazet. There's no Zman in this. No, Rebbe holds a Mekusher that you make Pasha is a problem. Mekusher, he held it.
He also, he didn't know about it. He
right.
Was taught by
I'm a question to ask him the Rabbi. I'm a Rabbi Ainz Mamazah. I'm a Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, the Rabbi Shema Bank Shar Mubla. Maybe it's between the folds.
It takes time, 6 weeks.
So Palya, he peeled it up, Vachazia. And he saw, how the Chazabe Rabbi Vibishus. It's like, you know that in between the folds. I'm like, Lavanok Safte, I didn't write it. Rehudu Chati Kasve. I didn't write this. What do you look at me for? Rehudu Chati Kasve. I'm a lay, Klach Moshe Harazah. Don't say that. Because like, since Rebbe got embarrassed, it was a bad thing that he thought he wrote it. He thought he did it on purpose. Like, so he said, I didn't write it. It was Rebbe did it, and that was it was an embarrassing moment for Rebbe. So it wasn't a good thing to write that.
Throw him under the bus.
Right. So he says, don't say it. You should have just said, I didn't write it. You don't say who did it. I didn't ask you who did it. Just as long as you didn't write it, that's fine. I'm like. Zimna Havi Yosef Kameh. He was sitting in front of him. A kapasik sidur b'sefer Tehillim. He finished a day like Moshe says Tehillim every day. Finished the day of Tehillim. I'm a Rebbe. Kamu Yusher. How nice is this Tehillim? Like he says from that big Tehillim. He says, wow, beautiful Tehillim. Ksav Zeh. I'm a Le. Lavanok Safte. I didn't write it. Yudachaji Kasre. I'm a Le. Klach Moshe Hara Zeh. Don't say Loshen Hara. So I don't understand. Bishlein Mahasam. Ik Loshen Hara. That's Loshen Hara. Alachem Al Loshen Hara Ika. What's Loshen Hara? He knows how to write? Since when is that Lashon Hara? My Lashon Hara Ikam, Meshum, the Rav Dimi, the Toner Rav Dimi, Achu, the Rav Safa, the Olam, Ali Sapa, Adam, Tevosh, Chaveroi, Shemetoch, Tevosh, Ebo, Deir Asai. So the Rashbam learns, the way the Gemara is, that when you say too much good, it's not good, because what's going to happen is, you say too much good on a guy.
You have to balance it out.
The guy automatically, people are going to say things, and it's not good. No, the fact so the Rashba says, the Marsha. Fact the Marsha, he brings down many, many Gemaras and Shas. Fact the Marsha from many Gemaras and Shas, that you see that they did say Tovus, and it's not true. They did say Milus, all over Shas and Megillah and in Yuma and in all Aksubas, and all over you find that he did say Milos.
Tapas.
So what's the shot over here?
What's the tell us?
So the Mashal learns, So he says, right, because over here, the first part was Lashon Hara. Because the first part, when he said Yehuda Mechaita wrote it, and he was, Rebbe saw Bishus, Rebbe was upset. So then he shouldn't have said Yehuda B'chaita. So by saying now that Yehuda B'chaita wrote the Tehillim, it just brings up the last story of the what's it called, and that's a problem.
So this story happened second?
Yeah. So the Chassam Sofer learns that the only time you're allowed to talk shvach of someone is when he does a mitzvah. He does something, a guy does a mitzvah, you're allowed to be mishabeach him. A guy's a chassid, a guy does something toiridic, you're allowed to what's it called. But to say that a guy's just a nice cipher, just be mishabeach him, he's a really good artist.
Has a bad customer.
So over there, you're opening a can of worms. Because the guy's a really good artist. Okay, let him do something good with his time. Let him not waste his time with being artist. Instead of let him not park in the handicapped spot. I don't know what. You start bringing up things to the guy, so it's a problem. But the what? But basically, I saw also Sharon Sarnalacha brings down that anything if you have to know your crowd. There are times that you could say shvach about someone. And they're not going to go ahead. And the Gemara and Megillah, when they said shvach about the Tanoim, they were over there. It was not a shaila that someone's going to say. Really, he's a Talmud Chacham. Okay, well, but so that's not a shaila. But over here, in a case where the Gemara was clearly, it's similar to the Mashos Teretz. Clearly, that there was a problem with him beforehand. Even if you say a shvach that normally you're allowed to say in this context, you can't say it. So he says, "Lagabe everything, lagabe being mishabeach people stamazoi, you should only be mishabeach in a situation where you know that the shvach's gonna stay. But if you say a shvach, you know, Shuli always cleans up really nice near the table, and we appreciate it, and he sets it up. One guy's gonna say, yeah, thank you, Shuli, but you could use a little brush up on the other, you know, three stuff or whatever. So Mela." Where's the two dots?
Second line on
top. Oh, no. I didn't go there.
He should go more often. He should go more often.
Over here, everything you say is pretty much not true, so you can say whatever you want. It's a disclosure over here.
So if you say Charles is dynamite,
no, about a guy you could talk. Punk Vaked, we should always talk about him only. Like this, you don't have to worry about it. What are we up to?
Dalad.
What a Mishnah. That's a simple buddy. Ha'ayla, the Dama Mater is B'Solom's Bech. V'Orel Kahanim. Because you need a Mater. Ha'ayla Sa'if, Dama Mater B'Solom's Bech. Chat Sa'if, Dama Mater B'Solom's Bech. Parah Manashrovim, Sirim Manashrovim, Dama Mater B'Solom's Bech. But Rav Shimon Omer, a big chiddush, and we don't pass in kol she'ein al mizbeach chitzon kishlamim ein chayolim shom pigul. It's only stuff that goes on mizbeach chitzon. Anything that goes on mizbeach apnimi does not have pigul. Yashikayach, have a great day.